The podcast.
It's all good. Here we go.
For the genuine Telstra stores, Dean Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza.
Tom and Ollie.
After the viral video of a guy punching the kangaroo in Western Australia took off around the world, people are calling for the guy to get his job taken away from him.
13, 12, 16. Should the guy that punched the roo lose his job as a zookeeper?
David Campbell on the Today Extra show, the lesser version of Carl and Lisa's Today show, he said that he should definitely lose his job. There's no doubt. He said, look, as a zookeeper, like, there's no way you can punch a kangaroo. He said he's an animal lover, and he was repulsed by what he saw.
Locals on the Bordermail Facebook page have been outraged at this call. They reckon, come on, mate.
Yeah, I can understand,
Tom. It's a bit of self-defense.
I mean, the poll on the Bordermail, there was a little vote, and it was like, was the punch justified? And the results were like 85% said yes.
Well, Peter said there must be at least 50 roos killed every night on the roads, and people are going on about one getting snotted. I guess it could only happen in Australia, he said. 103 likes.
103 likes?
That's a big.
Well, that's a big endorsement.
You got over the ton. And Randy.
Got a ton. He's loving it.
Randy was like, all I see is a man saving his dog. Let him go. The roo obviously wasn't fazed by the hit, so let it go. It's not like you would have just stood back and watched your best mate be attacked by an animal, even if it is native.
Who was that guy, that comment?
Randy.
I love how Randy is openly saying, look, all I see is a man saving his dog. It's like, well, you've just chosen to see what you like in that, clearly. I mean, if you want to see a guy punching a kangaroo, you can see it. It is there in the footage.
My favourite, which is a pretty full-on comment. It's by Alexis, though. I would have shot it, gave the tail to my dog for a chew, and made jerky out of the rest of it.
Jerky? Kangaroo. You love kangaroo meat, Tom?
I actually love
kangaroo steak.
That's good for the environment.
Would you
as well.
Kill one, though?
No. 13, 12, 16, morning, is this?
Yeah, is that me, is it?
It's you.
It is you.
Who is you? What's your name?
Chopper.
Hey, Chopper. Mate, should this guy have lost his job?
Absolutely. That's the RSPCA should be called about that.
Okay.
And I was on the phone last night operating-wise, and a possum phoned me up, and he said, mate, I just been hit by a truck.
Okay.
So you've started.
He's gone.
Did he just hang up?
He's just gone.
Oh my god. So he started off with a very serious comment about the RSPCA.
Yeah.
Then went into a joke.
About a possum calling up.
Saying he's been hit by a truck.
I got the feeling that guy, just on the vibe I got,
yeah,
was that he didn't think the guy deserved to lose his job. You know what I mean?
It's just a vibe.
I got
though.
The vibe
it's
that
just
he
a
was
vibe, isn't it?
That he was actually okay with the kangaroo being punched.
Throwing some scissors about in the studio.
Well, you were getting mean, Tom. So.
Sorry, I'm not the one that just said that my boyfriend is a paid actor that you've paid to make me happy.
Mate, I got desperate. You were being mopey all like late this year, so I paid Tori to be your boyfriend.
That's not true.
You ask him.
And then you threw scissors at me.
You ask him.
What?
He won't tell you because he's a professional.
Kids, don't throw scissors. And Ollie, don't throw scissors.
Sorry, Tori, and sorry, Tom, to tell you this on a Monday morning, but he's a paid actor.
We're talking to the St. John Ambulance after 8 o'clock. They have a volunteer drive that we want to get involved with. But 13, 12, 16 right now, I need to answer a question on everyone's lips.
Is it?
Yeah, it definitely is. I've purchased a new pair of jeans only on the weekend. Quite an expensive pair of jeans. A nice pair of jeans.
What do you mean expensive? Jeans are just jeans. They're the same price.
No, like some good ones.
But it's just jeans.
Yeah, but they're good.
How much do you pay?
Over a hundo.
You're an idiot.
Over a hundo.
Anyway, that's just annoying.
So I want to look after these jeans.
It's dumb as well.
And I've heard, but I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that you can put jeans in the freezer to clean them. Like, you don't need to wash the jeans. You can simply fold them up, put them in the freezer, I don't know, like overnight or I don't know for how long. But apparently it cleans the jeans.
Well, this question was on my lips all weekend. I was wondering this. Not.
Have you heard this, though?
Not. I have heard this. Because if you wash jeans, the colour goes away very fast.
Exactly right.
So you want to avoid washing your jeans unless you want a really faded jean. But then you just buy faded jeans.
Exactly right. So, does it clean the jeans?
Have you done it?
Does putting your jeans in the freezer clean them? Does it clean the jean? Does it clean the jean?
Yeah, we heard it.
I'm so surprised you weren't more reactive.
It's not that good.
It's very clever.
It's jean, not jeans.
13, 12, 16. Does it cleans the jeans on Star FM? 13, 12, 16. Let me just look at the lines. Oh, they're all still free. 13, 12, 16. Does it cleanse the jeans? When you put your jeans in the freezer, does it clean them? Because I got a new pair of jeans on the weekend. Heard that if you want to look after your jeans, you put them in the freezer. So 13, 12, 16. Need your help. Does it cleanse the jeans?
What a topical question, Tom. And thank God we're answering this question. Mate, this is what needs to be answered.
There's nothing in the
today,
news. Kim and Kanye are living separately.
The fight between the kangaroo and the man.
The fight between the kangaroo and the man.
Saving his dog.
That's pretty cool.
No, but that's all boring compared to just putting jeans in the freezer, clean them.
This is literally in the top six stories of today on a popular news website, the most annoying commuter habits. Yeah. So, I mean, there's nothing in the news. So, still waiting for your calls. 13, 12, 16, does it cleanse the jeans?
I've heard it does. It's meant to be a bacteria killer.
And a smell killer.
Oh, okay.
Because if you clear the bacteria away, you clear the smell. You know what I'm worried about, though? If you spill something like coffee on your jeans, how is freezing it going to get rid of that? Do you think you have to spot clean?
Well, that's where the magic elves come into it.
Where are the magic elves from?
In the freezer, and they'll clean your jeans.
Is that the way that it works?
That's what I've heard.
It's magic. Drop it. Get rid of it. Stop it.
I think the news is more exciting than the jeans.
I just said there was no news. Well, hopefully our news team have something. No, they definitely do. There's a whole bunch of news.
Well, there's always local news, Tom.
Always local news.
13, 12, 16. Badly timed brakes. Have you broken a bone at an awkward time or a bad time? Like it was just the worst time it could have happened to go, oh, God, my leg's broken and now I've got to do this. My housemate Justin, who we publicised quite loudly, left Albury. He made a life change about 2 or 3 weeks ago now to move to the coast, the sort of Great Ocean Road area.
Yeah, like Geelong kind of.
Geelong, Torquay. He went to work as a barista. He sought out a great cafe. They were like, mate, we'd love to have you. You're a great barista. Let's lock it in. So he moved down there, had the job ready to go. He worked for about 1 week. And then played a rather rough game of basketball, ended up breaking his wrist in 3 spots.
Oh, God.
This happened about a week ago. He's now come back to Albury, said to the job, sorry, guys, I know I just started the work, but I have a broken bone, and I can't work for another 6 weeks till mid-Jan. The busy season, you could call as well, down there. So, a really awkward time break. And we wanted to know on 13, 12, 16, have you had a similarly awkward time break?
Have you had a badly timed break?
Badly timed break. They've got a call now. Let's go to the call.
Sweet. 13, 12, 16. Morning, who's this?
Jeremy, how are you?
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, that didn't even ring through.
Nah, you get put on auto hold now these days because we've got a new phone system.
Oh, you guys are lucky.
Fancy,
mate,
Jeremy.
You're live on the air, Jeremy. I mean, have you had a badly timed break?
I did. I did, actually. I was. It was my 21st.
Yeah.
And a week before my 21st, I got into a bit of an argument with some gentleman, and I decided to smash my nose up against his fist.
Oh!
Well, you are an angry chef, so chefs love a good fight.
Yeah, so I had a broken face at my 21st, so all my photos have got beautiful black eyes.
Oh, God, Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy.
But I'm guessing the other bloke was pretty roughed up as well.
Oh, mate, I damaged him. He had a cast on, actually, so that really made it even more painful.
Because he punched you so hard. Yeah, wow.
Well, badly timed breaks, 13, 12, 16. What happened? Did you break something before a big event? Badly timed breaks. 13, 12, 16.
Was the break badly timed?
Good. Cold Water, Major Lazer, and Justin Bieber on Star FM. Badly timed breaks. Oh, God.
Have you broken a bone at a bad time? Were you going into a big event where you had an important thing on and you broke a bone?
We had Rowan call up on 13, 12, 16. He was trying to help out a mate who ended up king hitting him for no apparent reason.
Oh, no, so good mate.
He tried to kick him, just really getting into the fight. He ended up kicking the wall, though. So, except I don't know what event it was for, but yeah, didn't sound too good. Rowan, try and maybe seek some medical advice.
God, that's a good story. I wish we had Rowan on the air for that.
It's full on.
Just domestic battles going on. Yeah. My housemate Justin has returned back to his hometown of Albury after breaking his wrist.
After trying to do a big OC move, he's like, I'm getting out of here, guys. I'm moving out of town. I'm going back to Chino.
I'm running away. He did run away.
He ran away to Torquay.
He ran away to Torquay, got a job as a barista, and then broke his wrist in 3 places. A week into the job, he's now back in Albury to lick his wounds and to get me to put a bag over his cast so he can have a shower. That was yesterday.
The plastic bag over the car. But
I had a funny moment when he came home, Tom.
Oh, no.
Justin, because I have missed him. And look, he was always a bit of a messy housemate at times, but overall, a very good housemate to have. He came home yesterday, and I kid you not, he'd been home for probably an hour, and there was just mess everywhere. Pizza box in the kitchen, a couple of plates. You know, in the lounge room, he's left his cast, a bottle of something else, just stuff everywhere. A towel in the bathroom, on the ground, all this stuff. And I'm like, Jesus, Justin, like, your stuff's everywhere. Then I had this real mum moment of like, but it's good to have him around, you know? And that's such what a mum thing would say, like, it's just good to have him back in the house.
We're talking badly timed breaks.
My housemate, Justin, broke his arm in three places.
I hate that noise.
All right, can you time it properly now? I'll tell the story here.
Yeah, sure.
Justin moved away to Geelong as a barista from Albury, and he had a job for a week. He was then playing basketball, went up for a rebound, fell back on his arm, and broke it in three places. You got the order wrong there. You did the scream and then the break. It'd probably be the break.
No,
first.
I did gasp.
Yeah.
As he went up in the air, came down, broke his bone, and then was screaming in pain.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well done. That was the awkward break for Justin. My girlfriend also had a bit of an awkward break, but we will leave that story alone for now.
Yeah, because you broke her heart, then you broke her arm at netball.
Lee, just don't mention it, Tom.
Beth from Cora on 13, 12, 16. Morning.
Morning.
Had a badly timed break?
Yeah, my husband did, actually. He was building, and a pylon fell on his foot, and he broke his foot and had four pins placed in it, and it was 10 days before his 50th birthday.
Of course it is.
Oh, God. Was he still on, like, painkillers and that?
He was, and he was on crutches, and he actually had to keep it elevated, and he basically sat through his 50th birthday party with people coming up saying, happy birthday, mate.
Could he have a couple of frothies while he was on the painkillers, or not really?
Well, he did, but he wasn't supposed to have...
Yeah, he had an extra fun time in his head.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call, Beth. Sam from Tabletop, you had a real badly timed break.
Yeah, that's right. I had a car accident just a couple of days before my final nursing exam.
Oh, my God.
The worst part was that I then was a patient on the ward where I'd been working.
Oh, no. I was going to say, did you learn much from the accident, maybe, that could help in the exam, like results of an accident?
Well, I did. I learned to be a bit more empathetic towards patients.
Yeah, I reckon. But you're a nurse now?
Yeah, that's right.
Well done, Sam. Well done on completing your exams. Badly timed breaks, they're not very fun. We'll wrap the show up after this. Riley Rose Harper hanging out with us. Hey, Riley, how good's this sound effect?
Stop. Shawn Mendes saved me then because his song was playing too loud to hear it.
Riley, can you go out for a walk and get a coffee for us? But watch out for there's a bit of a thing on the road.
Oh,
watch out.
No.
What are you doing?
Oh, you just fell over.
Oh, my God. You guys are so immature. Immaturity plus.
That's your new hashtag, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it trendy.
It's not. It makes no sense.
It doesn't.
Immaturity plus.
I mean, it does. Immaturity plus more immaturity, a.k.a. Tom and Ollie.
Well, God, that's not going to trend.
Yeah, that is not going to trend.
Nah, seriously, guys.
Speaking of not trending, what's on your show today?
Yeah, we got some...
We'll see you tomorrow from 6. Tom and Ollie.
13, 12, 16. How good's the mannequin challenge?
No, 13, 12, 16.
Let's talk about it.
How crap is the mannequin challenge?
Nah, look, I've pitched the idea that we should do one, and for some reason, Tom's being all negative about it. And this is the official Mannequin Challenge music, apparently, which I just learnt. But that's how legit it is, Tom. Look, I know I'm a tad behind the times. Sure, it came out a couple of weeks ago. You know, 2 weeks ago it came out.
October 26.
Okay, so a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
But I just think it'd be really cool to do one. I think I'd regret looking back on 2016, you know, in like a best of, like, oh, how about that year that was? Looking back and going, we didn't do one. What a waste of opportunity.
We're going to look back and go, 2016, the year of the mannequin challenge.
Yeah, and what a year it was.
The year Donald Trump became president.
Two great things. No, look, I just want to do one. I'm keen. And I think there's people out there who are keen on 13, 12, 16. I struggled to find them. But someone who spoke to us on the show about mannequin challenges a couple of weeks back now was Sandra. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, guys.
Now, you said that you were keen to do a mannequin challenge for Adele tickets. You said back in the about 2 weeks ago, you said you were keen to do a mannequin challenge if you got Adele tickets.
Yes.
Would you do a mannequin challenge just for the sake of a mannequin challenge?
Absolutely.
Oh, great.
I'm always down for a good mannequin challenge.
Why, Sandra? They're so lame.
No.
No way. Don't be negative, Nancy, about it. Yeah. I think it's fun.
You're goddamn right, Sandra.
Why is it fun? You know what's fun? Having a party with a couple of drinks. Doing a mannequin challenge? Ain't no fun, babe.
Oh,
cool. God. You can stay still. Awesome.
Sandra, ignore the negative, Nancy. Have you done one before?
No, I haven't. I've always wanted to. I've watched all my cousins do it, like before going to a concert or something, or going out.
What, before going to bed, because it'll make you fall asleep.
And it's just cool to see how long you can stay still, and like the distractions. It's like, seen one where, yeah.
You know what you're saying there. It's cool to see how long you can stay still. It's basically the game that you used to play at primary school, Dead Fish, so that your teacher could have some time out.
No, don't believe him, Sandra. I'm with you. How many people do we need, though? Do you think we could do it with just you and me and Tom?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We can kill it with the three of us.
It'd be quite easy. I think we need at least like one other person, maybe. If we don't get it though, I'm keen to go ahead with it. How about Wednesday, like around lunchtime? Are you free?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Wednesday midday, the mannequin challenge is locked in. Sandra, you're going to be there. Tom will be there. I'll make sure of that. And if any others want to join, they can.
Give us a call on 13 12 16 or get in touch through our Facebook pages. A
couple of cool guys on 13 12 16 right now. We're organising a mannequin challenge, which is the coolest thing going around.
Bit overdue, but...
Yeah, well, we're getting on board, mate.
You know the first one was on the 26th of October?
Are you serious?
I am serious.
I did my first ice bucket challenge last week. It was great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, doesn't matter when you get on the train, as long as you get on there at some point.
Okay. Why don't you do a planking then? And we'll
see if that takes off. Back.
I might start ghosting like Amy Shandy did.
Oh, God.
See, I'm on trend.
That wasn't a trend.
The mannequin challenge, we're going to do one this Wednesday. Rassandra is in. She caught up this morning. She was keen. Riley's in. Tom's going to be in because I'm making you do it, Tom. And it's going to be filmed on Wednesday. Are you keen? 13, 12, 16. I've put the call out. And people are keen, mate. Dennis the Menace is a wheelchair basketball pro. You keen, Dennis?
Morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Good, man. Mannequin challenge, what do you reckon?
Oh, you got to be in it to win it, don't you? Really?
Oh, there's nothing to win, though.
Hmm.
And there's everything to lose in this one as well, because it's literally standing still.
Oh, well, pardon the pun, but yeah, you can stand at least.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you'll be there. You've got to make sure you put your brakes on, yeah? Don't roll away.
That's it. I will do that for you.
Dennis is doing a gag then because he's got a prosthetic legs.
Yes, Dennis the Menace. That's why. Wheelchair basketball. So hopefully people got it, Tom. But thanks for explaining it properly.
No worries. Thanks, Dennis.
No worries, boys. See you Wednesday.
Wednesday, midday.
Yep.
Be there or be square. Yep. That's for everyone. Be there or be square.
Be at the square, you mean?
Be at the square.
Yeah.
At the Q2 square. Good. And Darcy from Glenroy. Darcy, mate, you keen?
Yeah, Matt. Keen as.
Woo! What's going on this morning? Are you heading to work?
Yeah, bro. We'll show
them how
the young'uns do it.
We'll show the young kids how to do a mannequin challenge, yeah?
Yeah, mate.
How old are you, Darcy?
No, I said I'll show you how the young'uns do it, mate. I'm only 17.
Yeah, but how old are you? Are you like an older guy or how old?
No, I'm only 17, bro.
Okay, well, we'll show the 12-year-olds how to do it, won't we?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, good. Woo. All right, Darcy, keep Wednesday
just
midday
so you
free.
Know, Darcy, it is just standing still, yeah?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, cool.
There's nothing cooler than standing still, Tom, and Darcy gets that. Last week, Tom, I went into my local Telstra store, and I got a new phone, finally.
Oh, get that new phone feeling into your life.
My old iPhone's been on the blink for quite a while. It's got blue tack in the screen holding it together. Everyone goes, that looks manky, but it works for me. But it was time for an upgrade.
Oh, yeah, it was.
So I went in, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday last week, got the new iPhone 7. Which is pretty exciting. Oh,
no home button. There's that vibration on the bottom.
Yeah.
The clicky.
I don't really know yet. I haven't bothered to get it out of the box.
You what?
It's still in the box.
Oh, you're such a weirdo. Why?
It's such an effort. Such an effort to get it signed
Not
up.
An effort.
You got to log in and you got to recalibrate it and shit.
No, you don't have to calibrate it.
You got to do
no calibration. No,
it's telling me to do all this stuff. So I was trying to do it on Friday about lunchtime, I literally reboxed it, put it back in the box, and it's now back in the Telstra bag. waiting till I've got the energy to get it ready.
Yeah, right. Why don't you come over to mine today and we'll get it set up.
Oh, could you? Because otherwise it could be a month or so till I get
that's
it going.
Fine. Yeah, just buy me a slab as well. Kind of surprising, but after 7 o'clock, Ollie has an idea. Maybe it's arrive on time to the show. 6:46 here on the board of Star FM with Tom and Ollie.
Cheap dig, Tom. Cheap dig.
Well, I mean, I didn't sleep in this morning, did I? No, got here on time.
Don't bring it up. Yeah, okay.
Sitting alone for 40 minutes in the studio waiting for you to come.
I slept in. Move on.
No.
Just move on.
No.
13, 12, 16, we're doing tradie wars. That's right. Get involved. Give us a buzz. 13, 12, 16. Who is better? Who does it better? Plumbers v. Sparkies is the face-off this morning. Electricians versus plumbers. So it could be an easy win right here.
Absolutely.
It looks like Dan, who was speaking on behalf of the plumbers, is going to steal a victory.
He said that you all know that they're just uni dropouts.
He had some pretty fiery punches to throw, didn't he?
And what, 600 mil? That's all they do. And even then, sometimes they don't even scratch the surface.
I didn't quite get that.
No, I think
he was saying that they don't dig.
I mean, this is the best segment, Ollie, because, I mean, it brings out how little we do.
Well, we're not tradies.
No.
We're not tradies.
We are such weak, weak men sitting in this year.
I wouldn't have said weak, man. Speak for yourself. I might call it.
Only a weak man wouldn't wake up on time.
I'm going to call Tradie Wars right now and say that plumbers have beaten Sparkies. Nothing better than a pretty quiet sound of celebration music, Tom.
What? It's like, oh, you've won.
So I can't quite hear it.
What?
You've won.
Oh, should I try that again? Okay, you've won.
Crowd goes wild.
Riley Rose Huffers, harping on.
It's 7:35. Riley Rose Harper has slept in yet again this morning, just like Ollie has.
But luckily I'm here. Alejandro, good to be here, guys.
Oh, Alejandro's back.
What's going on, Tom? Good to see you.
Get into the goss, mate.
How you been?
Get into the goss, mate.
Okay, well, I've just been perusing the Scoop Lab pages, you know, checking out all the goss at 1049starfm.com.au. And guess who's having a baby? Whoa, what's that? Wrong. Already had a baby. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis.
Oh, they've had their kid. Cool.
They have delivered a happy, healthy baby.
What's the name? What's the sex?
The name. Good question. Well, can you guess the sex?
Male.
You guessed it. It's a boy. Can you guess the name?
Katie.
Find out at 1049starfm.com.au what the name is. I don't know exactly.
Nice.
But if I had to have a guess, I'd say it's Amber.
See, mate.
Bye.
The old school.
Tom and Ollie.
Old school. Secret sound.
Take advantage of Harvey Norman's easy payment options in store now. Barella Road, Albury, 13, 12, 16. If you reckon you know that sound.
Man, this segment's gone for a long time. Hey, guys. It's been gone for ages.
Sorry, Alien.
Has no one guessed it yet?
Can you please leave? Scoobler's over, mate.
I love the secret sound. Can I hang around?
Okay, you can hang around until the song, and then you have to leave.
Sweet, bros. Thanks.
One rule, don't talk over the sound.
Oh, sorry, guys.
No, seriously.
I'm so sorry. Oh, pardon me. I'm so sorry. It's apologies. Apologies.
All right, Ollie.
People are calling for the secret sound.
Yeah, they are. 13, 12, 16. If you want to have a guess, $640 off a grab.
This is so much fun.
Ollie, it was tense in the studio yesterday.
No, it's still tense.
After a play fight, went too far.
I've got a band-aid on right now. I've got a band-aid with a blood stain on my elbow because you went too far.
God, it makes me happy.
One, you don't know how to banter because you go too far and you get rude. Two, you don't know how to play fight, it turns out.
Yeah.
We were having a friendly play fight.
Yeah.
Yesterday, between a song, I threw a pair of scissors at you. I had a pair of scissors, I threw them at you.
That's not okay,
gently,
is it?
Gently.
No.
It wasn't a piff.
Yeah, but you're throwing scissors, mate.
It was a lofty throw of the scissors, a very loping action.
You're throwing scissors, though.
You weren't hurt, were you?
It grazed past my leg.
Didn't even touch you.
It did touch me.
Didn't
I
touch
felt
you.
The metal touch
what,
my leg.
What I did was a pitch perfect.
And then I threw a highlighter at you.
Okay, I wasn't finished. What I did was pitch-perfect play fighting. Gentle, harmless play fighting.
A
loping pair of scissors.
You are such a child.
Towards you. I'm a child.
Yes,
you're
you
the
threw
guy.
Scissors.
You're the
you threw scissors.
And what did you do?
You don't throw scissors.
And what did you
you're
do?
You're an adult, mate. You should understand that you don't throw scissors.
If you're listening, kids know that you don't throw scissors.
Exactly.
But occasionally, as an adult, there are circumstances where it's fair that you lopingly lob a pair of scissors to in the direction of your friend. But what did you do, Tom?
I threw a highlighter at you. I threw an orange highlighter at you.
At what speed?
Very hard. I wanted to hurt you.
And where did you hit me?
On the elbow.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until 10 minutes later that we saw that you were bleeding all
over.
It
was blood on my
chair.
It was blood on the desk.
It was just too much fun.
You went too far.
Well, it wasn't too far, was it? It was a highlighter.
Well, it was too far.
It's your weak skin and bones that caused it.
Well, quite frankly, it was too far, Tom, because we're asking on 13, 12, 16, when did the play fight go too far?
I think that means
it went too far.
No, that's because it's your question. When did the play fight
go too far? What would your question be?
My question would be, when has your friend had weak skin and then bled all over the place from a highlighter hitting you?
Well, that is not the question we're asking this morning. On 13, 12, 16, when did the play fight go too far? Were you and your mate, maybe a couple of friends, were just getting a bit rough together, and then all of a sudden, oh, I went too far and I've really damaged you. On 13, 12, 16, did the play fight go too far?
Hey, well, it obviously didn't. It was just a highlighter.
Well, no, it did go too far, Tom, because I was bleeding yesterday. And one other thing.
It's not my fault.
Yet to hear an apology from you.
I am not apologising for your weak skin. Weak body.
If I drew blood from you, you'd be so upset, you'd be demanding an apology.
Not if it was a highlighter, I'd be like, man.
It doesn't matter what caused it.
Oh,
you drew blood.
13, 12, 16, did the play fight go too far? Were you just doing a bit of roughhousing and then you went, ooh, that's accident. Did you break something? Did someone get cut? Did someone, you know, easy one to get involved with.
Very easy.
I cannot apologise for your fake, weak skin on.
Well, you can apologise and you should.
Christian on 13, 12, 16. Christian, did the play fight go too far?
It was actually on a footy trip. I was the captain of the team and we'd won the premiership, and the boys sort of thought that they'd give me a bit of a rousing, and sort of got hosed and thrown with flour and all this sort of thing. And it was all in a bit of good fun. And then it sort of started getting a bit too physical, and started wrestling a little bit. Yeah. And I thought it was still under control and stuff. And then I got fully sprung by this dude behind me who just put me in a headlock, and I sort of stuck my leg out to drop him backwards, and I just heard this massive crack and I busted his leg, and he's just screaming in pain.
And I
turn around and realize it's like my best mate on the team, and he's sitting there in agony, and I'm like, oh no, I don't know what I've done.
Oh god, how big was the recovery?
He was in plaster. It was a spiral fracture in both fib and fib, and he was off work for 4 months in a boot.
Oh, my God.
Are you still friends?
It's such a touchy subject, but I feel like it's just one of those things.
Well, at least it's out on the radio now. Thanks, yeah. Christian.
Thanks, guys.
Riley Rose Harper is joining us. Morning, Riley Rose.
Good morning.
It's in a game called Prove Yourself. You better prove yourself with the music. You know what you own
it. You cannot get it wrong. Get one shot. You get one shot, Riley. You better bring it this time, because I'm feeling good today.
I'm feeling pretty nervous, but I always win, so I'm not too worried.
It's a Christmas edition, best of seven songs. You have to identify the famous artist singing the Christmas song. We have a music pack up
for
not
grabs. The song.
Not the song this time. It's the artist singing the song. That's going to be very difficult.
Wow.
Okay. We have Leanne on 13, 12, 16. Good morning, Leanne. Oh, Leanne, can you hear us? Maybe not. Oh, there you are. Hi, Leanne.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm so excited I got through for one.
I know.
It's tough to get through.
Leanne, who do you want to choose to play for you?
Oh, I'm definitely going to have to go Ollie, I reckon.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Obviously, Leanne.
Yeah. Rookie mistake.
Take that, Riley.
You know he's never won one, Leanne.
Yeah, but he's so cute. Who cares?
And that's going to help me in this game.
Awesome. We've also got Tom from Albury. Morning, mate. Oh, hang on 2 seconds. I think I've stuffed the phone system.
Tom is struggling here.
Oh, God. Hang on. Put that person on hold. Put them on air. Sweet. Tom.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Morning. Sorry, mate. I couldn't get you there. You've got Riley Rose Harper.
Yeah, Reliable Riley. That's who I want.
Oh, Reliable Riley.
I am reliable because I win all the time.
Yep.
Thank you for
that. Sweet, as you're playing for some music packs, we'll chuck you on hold. Guys, best of seven, song number one. It's a little bit of intro in some of these.
I know this.
So you have one guess and you're out?
Yeah, one guess and you're out. Well, here it is.
Bublé.
Oh!
Yeah, baby!
High five
you. High five that.
Oh, that is very exciting. Well done, Ollie. One point to you. Song number two.
Suck on that,
identify the artist.
Suck on that, Riley.
I have a lot of long lead in these songs as well. So we have to just wait around until the artist starts singing.
Concentrating.
Suck it, Riley.
Oh, God, could have cut this one down. here it is.
Have yourself Mariah Carey.
What?
No, it's not Mariah Carey.
Just don't stab it down.
Let your heart be light.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Initials KC.
I don't give her clues. That's rubbish. No, no deal.
Neither of you got that one. Song number
Casey
three.
Chambers.
No, it was Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson, guys. Kelly Clarkson. Song number three, another female
really
artist.
Hard.
Again, nice long lead in with these songs.
Good prep time.
I hope you've
Thank
got
you.
Some Judy Garland in here because Who? That's the kind of Christmas carols I know. I'm old school.
Shush. Really?
You shush.
You're losing.
Right. You can talk.
Losing yeah, shush.
We can talk for a little bit.
A lot of.
The winner's game.
Come on, artist.
I'm the champion.
Come on, artist. Get in here. Have
yourself a Celine Dion.
No. Nope. Ollie. It's up to you.
God.
Australian? Australian?
Tina Arena.
Can I have another go?
Yeah, sure.
Delta Goodrum.
Bang.
Oh, damn.
1 point to Riley. It's one all. Song number four. Another Have Yourself a Very Merry Christmas.
What's the first two?
What? It's best of seven.
Okay.
Get a nice long lead in as all Christmas carols should have.
Well, that's right.
It's getting you pumped for Christmas as well.
Yeah, it is actually.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Oh, God.
You can either name the singer or the
Let
band.
Your heart
have yourself a merry Christmas.
No, that's the band. Song. The singer
oh,
or the band.
I thought you said the song or the name.
From now on, our troubles.
Coldplay.
Bang!
God, it is two.
Come on.
I don't like you.
Two
I don't like you either. I don't like losers, so I don't like
two
you.
Two to Ollie, one to Riley. Song number five. Ollie, if you get this, you win.
Oh, no.
You can't win. You can only draw.
Oh, actually, if you... Yeah, you can only draw.
Oh, God. We'll have to go to a tiebreaker.
All right,
this is lose. Interesting. A male artist.
Okay.
I can give you that. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Well, even the guitar might be...
Sounds nice.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had
Ben Johnson. Jack Johnson.
No.
Jack Johnson.
What was the first?
I said Jack Johnson. I said Jack Johnson.
Engelson or something.
No, I said Jack Johnson. Right?
Do I give you that point? I thought you said Ben Johnson.
No, I said Jack Johnson.
I'm gonna go to one more. All right.
Last one.
I can't believe I'm not very good at this. I'm good at this.
You're only
game.
Good at styrofoam music, mate.
But I love Christmas carols.
Identify the artist.
Okay. I need to get one more.
One. Just one at all.
Beyonce.
Oh!
One, Riley. You got one. I got three. Woo! Winner!
Let's go back to Leanne. Leanne, Ollie won for you.
Yay!
Leanne, how exciting was that?
Oh my God, I've bitten all my nails off. That's a lot of it.
Did you guess any of those artists?
Oh, I wasn't really listening. Honestly.
Thanks, Leanne.
What does Leanne win?
Leanne wins a music pack.
Riley Rose Harper's Harping On.
It's 8:37, Riley Rose Harper. Morning.
Good morning, guys. So Ariana Grande has joined Madonna on the stage at a
Malwaila.
The sun inside of them. You come with... Become what you are. Right, that's enough.
Aubrey.
I'm a little tired this morning, though. Mom, you just played all of them all together.
Hell yeah.
Malawi fundraiser.
Oh, God.
Milua.
Oh, my God. So she had an audience of lots of celebs, Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah,
what,
Chris Rock.
What fundraiser was it for?
Malawi
what
fundraiser.
Is that?
It's a fundraiser for a place called
Where is Malawa? Malawi.
Not Malawa.
Where's Malawi? Malawi? Where is Malawi?
Where is Malawi?
Let me do some research. That wasn't the story I was supposed to be saying.
Are you saying, right, are you apologising for the story?
I'm apologising for not being able to say it.
It's in, obviously, it's in the continent
it's in
of...
Africa.
Malawi, I got it. Okay, Madonna and Ariana Grande, Malawi. She beat...
Oh, give it to me.
Okay.
Okay, so Madonna entertained the crowd. Ariana Grande shimmied with their mama gave them.
Yeah, I got it.
Madonna's number one hit single, Music.
She raised $7.5 million.
Yep, that's right.
And she slammed Trump as well.
But what the cameras didn't capture was that apparently Madonna and Ariana Grande had a little bit of a sneaky kiss. And Madonna likes to do this, but unfortunately there's no pictures of it. So you'll have to use your imagination.
Well, I already am. So it's hearsay, is it?
Go to starfm.com.au for more goss.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, Wes. Great rally. Thank you.
I just want to apologise for the border for that little meltdown. I don't know what happened, but I'm really worked up a sweat, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to go to my desk, and I'm going to really take a long, hard look at myself.
Yeah.
And
apologies to everyone who's in Millawa, who might have got caught up in that story.
Malawi. I don't know. Malawi. I don't know what
happened. Okay, bye, Riley.
Let's get into Ideas Bonanza, the search for the greatest segment of all time.
Let me hear you say that Ideas Bonanza, B-O-N-A-N-Z-A-I-I, Ideas Bonanza, B-O-N-A-N-Z-A.
It's a Christmas time of year, Ollie, and the best way to start Christmas is with an advent calendar, a countdown to Christmas, a treat a day.
Normally at the start of December.
That's right, but a lot of people get into it late. A lot of people buy their advent calendars on special.
Okay, so you're okay with it being the 9th?
Absolutely okay with it being the 8th. This advent calendar is pretty realistic. A lot of people buy their advent calendars late. A lot of people open up a lot of boxes on their advent calendars and don't actually wait for the days.
You do, Chalky Boy, don't you, Tom?
What have I opened?
Opened 9 or 10 days.
Right. Riley Rose Harper has bought us advent calendars in here. I've opened up the weekend ones because we're not going to be in here, so I could just fill my mouth with chockies.
So what I've done here is I've created a bit of a radio advent calendar that is realistic. We're going to be able to open boxes and reveal presents inside. So you can open a present. 13, 12, 16, you simply call up, and I've got 25 different boxes here that you can open. And you can select a box to open.
Cool. So they're like prizes or?
They're like gifts. Inside.
So not like prizes.
They're like gifts.
They're like gifts.
They're gifts.
So you're saying they're not like prizes?
No.
No, they're like gifts.
Now, Ollie, what I originally, when I thought of this segment, I thought, I could play some funny audio from the internet.
Yeah. Great.
You know, I could play a Billy Madison quote or goats that sound like humans.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
However, while I was searching through our folder here at work, I came across a treat, an absolute treat, Ollie.
Oh, God.
It's some audio that you made.
Oh, no. Oh no!
of a CD that you made for your girlfriend.
Oh no!
So what I've done, I've taken the best bits of the CD that you made for your girlfriend, and what I've also done here is given you a horn. Now give the horn a little squirt.
I already feel uncomfortable.
Now, this horn...
People are already calling. Guys, stop calling. They're not real prizes. It's just embarrassing clips of my CD to my girlfriend.
This horn is if you want me to stop the sound effect. It is completely up to you.
I want it to stop already. I'm already awkward.
You squeeze the horn. Now, let's go to the caller. First caller, 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Nikki.
Hey, Nikki. What box do you want to open for the gift?
No, Nikki, do you understand how this works?
I do, yeah.
There's no prizes here.
No, it's just you being embarrassed.
Yeah, well, pretty much, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, Nikki. Which box would you like to open?
Number 2.
Oh, number 2. Funnily enough, that's the opening of the CD.
I find this the most awkward thing ever. Oh, God.
This is the opening of the CD.
Ali's back with a CD for his girlfriend.
Oh.
Yes, that's right, Sarah. I've gone against my own word and got back in the saddle. Back in the studio and here to make another mix for you. And look, it's a real treat and I'm happy to be doing it, Seth.
Oh, he's called it.
How long are they going to go for if I don't call them?
The first one went for 38 seconds.
Oh, God, I'm glad I
Nikki, how was that gift?
Oh, I love it. I'd like a coffee, please.
I've just cut out Sarah for Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki. God. Let's go to caller number 2, 13, 12, 16. Good morning. Who's this? Hello, who's this? Oh, come on, mate. You've caught... Oh, okay. They've dropped off.
Oh, thank God.
I'm going to open one more box.
No.
But 13, 12, 16...
Oh, God.
Do you want to open a box that Ollie can feel very awkward? It's a CD that he's made for his girlfriend.
It's so personal.
Let's open another gift, Ollie.
I haven't got the beard right now, though. Shaved it off. It was getting annoying. Couldn't kiss you. Couldn't kiss you as well. Getting in the way. Wish no one wants that. Getting in the way of kisses. I know you love kisses, Sarah.
Oh.
I want them to. They're good.
Do you want to reveal more gifts like that?
You ass, Tom. You big ass.
13, 12, 16. Please give us a call. No. I can't open any more gifts without you. So if you want to just embarrass Ollie
it's
a lot.
It's awkward for everyone.
13, 12, 16 for the Christmas Advent calendar.
Oh, God.
And a very awkward Ollie here in the studio. I need your calls on 13, 12, 16. He's got the awkward horn, so in case anything he doesn't want to be played across the radio, he can just squeeze the awkward horn.
Well, I've squeezed it already because I want to can this whole thing.
Well, Ollie...
I've never been more awkward. I hate this.
I've found some audio in a folder here at work that's entitled CD for Sarah. Sarah's your girlfriend. You've created a mixtape for her, and so I thought for a radio advent calendar, you could call up 13, 12, 16, you pick a box, we get a little gift. You get a little gift inside. The gift is some audio, like here, you trying to be the Shins.
It's Ollie here talking to Sarah.
Oh,
songs you can't get sick of.
That's too much fun, Ollie. God. 13, 12, 16, good morning, who's this?
No. Yeah, it's Bo, how you going, bro?
Hey, Bo, how much fun is this, mate?
Oh, look, I'm all about embarrassing someone, especially Tom.
Oh, well, it's Ollie. It's Ollie that's being embarrassed, but that's okay.
Well, both of you.
Yeah, totally. Sure. Bo, which box would you like to unwrap?
Whatever the next one is.
All right, yeah, no worries. Yeah, that's pretty much how it works. Let's unwrap
this
one.
I'm going to take my headphones off. I can't bear this.
No, Ollie, you've got the horn in case something you don't want to be played across the radio.
God.
This one, things get quite awkward here, Bo. See if you can hear the edit that Ollie makes in it.
Arctic Monkeys, I know you like them, and this one is a song about couples, relationships. Maybe a bit of fighting, but that doesn't sound like us. But hey, it's a beautiful song, and the message is, everything will be all right.
So, Bo, try and hear the edit here.
But hey, it's a beautiful song, and the message is, everything will be all right. you can't hear the edit there.
Yeah, you can't.
Mate, only you can, because you're an OCD.
Bo, how's that gift?
I reckon there's... got to be something a little bit more awkward.
I agree.
Year 7, year 8 kind of stuff, mate, for your, girlfriend that you've just met, year 7, year 8, maybe younger. Like, I dedicate this song to you, my love.
Actually, I've got one here, actually, but do you want to open another box?
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, why not? All right, here we go.
This is, of course, songs you can't get sick of, songs for Sarah. Sarah Clayton on her 28th birthday, no longer a girl, all of a sudden a woman. Isn't that true? Sarah?
Oh, it's too much fun, Bo.
Thanks, Bo.
No, awkward.
Yeah, very awkward.
13, 12, 16. Give us a call if you want another one.
No, actually, this is done.
Oh.
Next time, make sure you sing along.
Yeah, that's right, Ollie. Great advice.
Shut your mouth, Tom. How dare you?
Give us a call, 13, 12, 16.
My romantic relationship.
I have a bonus one here.
Oh, God.
I have a bonus sound.
Is it from the CD?
It is from the CD.
Oh, God.
I need at least a couple of
calls. No, why? Because it's really awkward?
It is super awkward.
I'm
it goes for
listen.
45 seconds.
No, you can't play it.
So
you
I
can't.
Will play it.
No.
Give us a call. Sorry, I'm just thrown by all these singing.
Whoa. Next time, make sure you sing along.
Yes,
shut up, Tom.
I would like
to thank the people of the border who have saved me by not calling up, and I appreciate that. They felt awkward. I felt awkward, and they could
I know
feel
you love kisses, Sarah.
Tom.
I love them too.
The game works. You get one chockey in an advent calendar. You eat it once. You can't keep playing it back again and again because you like it that much.
Oh, we'll open a box every day then. How about that?
No, we won't.
Yes,
let's move right along to Donald Trump being announced as Person of the Year.
Yeah, but by the way, people of the border, I'm very upset that you didn't call for that advent calendar.
You got enough calls, mate.
There was a bonus track of 45 seconds that was the most awkward track I found in Ollie's... all his CD to Sarah that he made you could have called up for and got a most awkward...
They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it, mate.
Yeah, sure. They want to hear about Trump being Person of the Year.
Well, he's been named Person of the Year, which is a pretty big deal, Tom.
Who cares?
I think it used to be called Man of the Year, but they changed that because obviously, the future came and we have equality. Looking back at the past winners, though, Angela Merkel won it last year. She seems to be the first female, although before her was... Ebola fighters won Man of the Year in 2014. But Trump's taking it as a bit of a win, like a bit of a mantle. Like, yes, come on. But as we all know, or maybe we don't know, Tom, Person of the Year is not meant to be a, well done, you're the best. Mm. It's a, you've had the most influence, because Hitler famously has won it back in his day.
Really?
So Person of the Year is Yeah, it's not a, like a yes, I won. It's
13, 12, 16. Good morning. Who's this?
Oh, no.
It is Lee.
Did you say Reese?
Lee.
Oh, sorry. Lee, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. How you doing?
Lee, person of the year. Trump, what do you think?
Yeah, look, mate, not a chance in hell, but I do. I'm not really that interested in Trump. I just want to hear the old embarrassing song there.
Oh, let's unwrap another box then.
You
here we
said
go.
Calls. You, not one call. You said several calls.
This isn't the bonus one, Ollie. I'll just give you a different one, mate. This is a... you'll love this one, Lee. This is fantastic.
Where's my horn? Where's my horn?
This is Ollie just giving his missus a bit of a G up.
Anyway, babe, what you're doing is good. Wherever you're driving to right now is fun. Probably work, but it could be Aubrey, in which case, good on ya. I love it when you come visit.
Too much fun. Thanks, Lee.
No joke. Thanks, mate.
You took off your headphones then, Ollie. You can't even listen to yourself because it's so horrible.
It's so horrible. Stop doing it. It's horrible. It's very awkward. It's a personal CDMA for my girlfriend for no other ears, and you are violating our personal relationship.
Oh, like that matters. 13, 12, 16, how long was the party? Seems like nobody cares about this one.
No one's had long parties like your indulgent parents, Tom. Yeah, I mean, your parents are retired and they're quite well-to-do.
They love a party. They love a party. We used to have end-of-summer parties.
Wow.
At our house. They were great.
End-of-summer parties.
But 13, 12, 16, how long was the party? My mum's currently holding a 60th. It is going literally from today. I have to bugger off after the show and drive over to near Bendigo, where she's got a farm, like a homestead that she's rented. And we're going to have a full 60th all weekend till Sunday.
And that's even part of the indulgence. It starts on a Thursday. Like, who's free from Thursday and Friday?
It's her birthday today, Mum. Happy birthday. Where's the happy
birthday? Yeah, but Jane, like, have a weekend. Like, a weekend's normal.
Yeah, well, this is an extended weekend.
Does she not know that people work and have jobs and lives?
We were going to go hot air ballooning today.
Oh, is that happening or what?
Nah, have you seen the cost on that thing? It's like $400 per person.
Your dad's got a yacht.
No, he doesn't. I
keep
saying
he does.
Daddy doesn't have a yacht.
He's in the Bahamas now, isn't he, on his yacht?
No, he's once...
With James Packer.
He's not friends with James Packer. He once sailed from the Caribbean back to Australia.
Once? That's a lie. It was at least twice, and you know it.
No, the other trip was from the UK to Spain.
Oh, that other trip. Oh, that was the Spanish trip on his yacht. Oh, so I got confused between the different yacht trips. But they can't afford a hot air balloon. That's ridiculous. Jeez. Get real, mate. Have a one-day party, Jane, like everyone else, and go back to work.
You're on Star FM with Tom and Ollie. Brother Rose Harper is in here. Got a lot of hits and old school coming up after nine.
Yep, got lots Obvs. Coming up.
Obvs.
Yeah, we'll save it till then, okay? I've got something to say.
Fine.
Whoa,
aside
that was
from
rude.
Me beating you, prove yourself, which
yeah.
is awesome.
Ollie, I've smashed you like three other times.
Doesn't matter, mate. You're only as good as your last performance. Hey, what about...
What does it say on the board? How many times?
Oh, gosh.
Who cares? Whatever. Doesn't
I'm
matter.
I'm two. He's one.
What about this, guys? The 20-year-old Aussie Taylor Swift impersonator who banks up to $10,000 per impersonation.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, she was on the project a few months ago. It's pretty much her living. And
that's
and
crazy.
They did hit the streets on the project, and people were coming up to her, like getting selfies and whatnot.
It's good, Ollie. You could make $300 a day by being a Lord Farquaad impersonator.
No.
yeah.
No, probably I was going to say Jake Gyllenhaal, but that's okay.
Nah.
You could do it.
Def's not.
Can't say it.
Well, people do see it.
No, they don't.
Tom, you could make a lot of money, probably more than this girl, being Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, that is so hard. What about me?
You stupid Ellen DeGeneres impersonator.
Hey, guys, let's have a dance. Woo!
Riley, you could be...
Drew Barrymore.
Don't ask and then give us the answer. I wouldn't have said Drew Barrymore.
Katy Perry.
God, no.
I can't think of any celebrities you look like.
Maybe,
I'm so sorry.
Maybe Sarah Marie off Big Brother.
Oh,
She's blonde.
Good. You guys are harsh tonight. No. I'm not accepting anyone's apology.
I think
over.
You're beautiful, but there's no celebs that I think that I'm...
It's because I'm the first Riley Rose Harper.
Yeah, and the last. No one else is going to mimic what you've got going on there. Anyway.
True.
Pleasure to have you around, Riley, and have a good shift.
I'm going
to
stop talking. Bye.
On Star FM. You can get more Tom and Ollie weekdays from 6 a.m. on Star FM. Check it out.
Or if you're like me and need a Tom and Ollie fix 24/7, check out starfm.com.au.
Tom and Ollie on Star FM.